Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Boxingvoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another immediate reaction show, and we're back. It's Mayweather, McGregor, and everything hot. We're back with the undercard results for Badu Jack, who put on a clinic, taking, blowing Nathan cleverly away. So before I get into all the details of this one, obviously let me head on over to the Golden State, bring my co-host in so we could get this one done with quickly, as Gervonta Davis is already in the ring.
Dollar D. Piazzi production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that.
Conor
McGregor.
Boxingvoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just know the guy. I wish.
Boxingvoice.com.
Yes, hipsters here. Haters beware. Obviously, Badu Jack completely outclassed Nathan Cleverley, making a statement in the light heavyweight division. I think he put a lot of guys on notice that he's a guy not to really mess with in a lot of ways. He called out Adonis Stevenson. I know we always call on fighters to make those call outs when they have that mic on this stage, and he did that. He called out name, even throughout the subliminal, not subliminal. I mean, if you're a hardcore fan, you get it, but the reference to the trilogy with Von Farah, I thought that was gold. And again, he just outclassed Nathan Cleverley. So can't wait to see what else he does in the division. Can't wait to chop it up.
Well, I was definitely surprised. He threw a lot of punches per round, and he was really like a killer, basically. Like, he was seeking and destroying in there, staying low on the inside, picking his shots, using the double and triple jab to kind of open things up, looping that right hand around. I mean, very impressed by Badu Jack. But how much can we take away from this win? I mean, who exactly was Nathan Cleverley in this light heavyweight division, and what exactly does this version of that title mean? I know you said he called out Adonis Stevens, and that's a good route to go, being as though that the true WBA is Andre Ward.
And plus, it seems like Andre Ward wants to sort of do something different with his career other than just defending his belt, other than just unifying. It seems like he wants to do something different, something unique. So I don't know if he's really in tune for that fight. Obviously, the connection, Badu Jack has the WBC. I know he is the WBA regular champion right now, but he was the WBC super middleweight champion. It does make a lot of sense to have that fight. I think it would and also be just a fantastic fight in the light heavyweight division. It'd be probably Adonis Stevens' best competition in a while as well. You're saying, you know, who is Nathan Cleverley? Nathan Cleverley is still a top 10 light heavyweight. But you can still make that argument entirely and not seem wrong. I feel like a majority of people would agree with me that Nathan Cleverley is a top 10 light heavyweight. Where he is in that top 10, it's up for debate, but he's definitely top 10. And doing that sort of that style of a performance where you just outclass him, where you touch him up at will, and you look so good coming up a weight class. And yeah, he didn't knock him down, but his power did seem to affect Nathan Cleverley. It may not have hurt him or rocked him, but it definitely seemed to stop Nathan Cleverley. It seemed to definitely bust up his face. I think Badu Jack is perfectly situated for this division. I think the added weight is actually a benefit to him since he's not cutting so much.
I agree. In the pre-fight hype for this fight, I mentioned that he was, linked now with Larry Wade, and this was their third fight together. And it's showing. I mean, the output at this weight is impressive to see. I want to get your take really quick before we wrap it up on the stoppage. You know, Cleverly was doing a lot of bending at the waist, maybe 20 bends in one right hand. Was the referee just in stopping this one when he did?
I know some people thought this was early stoppage, but I'll put it this way. Nathan Cleverly obviously was outclassed, was obviously not going to win this fight, and he was taking a lot of damage, regardless if he was getting rocked or not. I think with situations like Pritchard Colon recently, I think it's better to err on the side of caution. This guy better, you know, wasn't going to win, live to fight another day, save the brain. So I thought it was a decent stoppage. I wouldn't say it was a great stoppage, but I wouldn't say it was a bad stoppage either.
Agreed. I took it more as a mercy stoppage. There was a lot of blood. He really couldn't defend himself. I mean, not that he was in any serious danger, but he was just shelling up, and there was not much coming back. So, you know, I do want to congratulate, Badu Jack. This does make him a two-division champion, even though this was a interim or regular version of that WBA. WBA never really does mandatory, so it'd be interesting to see if they, you know, enforce Badu Jack and a Andre Ward sometime in the future. We have the younger Gervonta Davis in the ring now fighting, hopefully so that his title is not won by this Francisco guy. If you're watching this in the present, future, or past, hit that thumbs up button. Matt, I guess it's time to wrap it up and get back to these fights. Final thoughts on Badu Jack and Nathan Cleverly.
Final thoughts. Badu Jack definitely made a statement in this division. I think definitely will be a force to reckon with Adonis Stevenson and Andre Ward, Sergey Kovalev, Beterbiev. Those top 5 to 8 guys, I would love to see Badu Jack fight any of them. I think those would be fantastic fights. And I think Badu Jack could beat them all. That's a possible factor here. Badu Jack does seem to be getting better and better. But like you said, Nathan Cleverly may have been a stylistic perfect matchup for him to excel in, to really make a statement. I can't wait to see what his next fight is, who it is, if it's Adonis Stevenson, and what he can do there. By Matt Hipster Hunter, you can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram. My MMA podcast is Mixed Combat Radio. It's on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. And we'll be back later with the media reaction show, obviously with the main event, Floyd Mayweather Jr. versus Conor McGregor. So subscribe and stay tuned.
We might come back with a last-minute prediction and live fight chat, something that we normally do on patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice. Today, we're thinking of doing a live fight chat for free for this main event. So make sure you subscribe here to the YouTube channel so you get that notification. You got to click on that bell. Matt, I want to say, since Badu Jack called out Adonis Stevenson is in that Al Haymon world. Al Haymon world also kind of umbrellas Badu Jack and the TMT stable. Wouldn't it be fair for Marcus Brown and Badu Jack to go at it before either getting a shot at Adonis? Because definitely Marcus has more right to a shot due to WBC ranking in his last fight. But that would be considered Marcus Brown's biggest fight, biggest step up. And if he legitimately beat a Badu Jack, then yes, he deserves a shot at a title with Adonis Stevenson, and vice versa for Badu Jack. He just stepped into the division. Nathan Cleverly, while a no name, I wouldn't say he's anywhere near as durable as a Marcus Brown at this point in their careers. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and on Twitter at NessGTO. Remember, once again, we will be doing an immediate reaction show live here on this channel. As soon as both fighters, Mayweather and McGregor, are interviewed by Jim Gray, we will be live here to take your phone calls. And that number will not change. 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 1 time to voice your opinion here on the Voice of the People hotline. Peace.